know your heart and spirit burned as you listen to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
It's gonna be all right.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
No need to worry.
The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. KAYT. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Join us as we open our Bibles, hearts, and minds to be blessed by the Word of God as Dr. Joshua Joy Dara, Senior Pastor of Zion Hill Church Family, gives us insight into the gospel in plain English.
Thank you. I tell you, you all are a bunch of holy rollers. Come on now, you know I'm telling the truth. I noticed this side of the building is getting hot. So I got to recruit some people on my side here. Amen. Please let me remind you that this evening, at 6 o'clock, amen. Anybody know what's going to happen? Amen. We're going to believe God for a time of true worship. We just want to celebrate Christmas. Amen. And we have something to shout about. The choir will be ministering to us. They have plenty of energy. They were singing. Amen. They were singing early this morning. I was here, I saw them. And now they're here again. And 6 o'clock, they're going to be here again. So I'm not going to hold you too long so they can have some time to go get some, you know what, some chicken wings or whatever, and Diet Coke. Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to thank God for all of you that has been a blessing to us. We are grateful for what you have done for this church. We embark on 9 different things, and all of it, God brought us through. And amen. Please let me encourage you. One thing about individual cheers like this, it really shows when the church is not full. So it exposes. So I challenge every one of us to obey the Lord's command, which is to go by the highway and go by the byways and compel men and women. You know, many of us, we have a habit of sitting down at a certain location. By the way, this is a side journey. I hope you all get some kind of chart. These chairs are in different sizes. So the normal size of church chair is 18. But the smallest size in our church is 20. All right? So we customize. We accommodate for, you know what I'm talking about. So the smallest is 20, but then we have 21s. Then we have some 22s. We have some 23s. Now that's a bench. So all you need to do is just study the chart. You may have to relocate to where, you feel me? Or do I need to break it down? Okay, we got it. All right, praise the Lord. But we are grateful. I look forward to seeing all of you here at 6 o'clock. Not only for us to dedicate the building back to God, because we believe God did it. So the choir is very correct. But not only that, we want to celebrate Christmas. Is that all right? All minds clear? All right. I want to teach for a few minutes. I've seen a spirit of worship. So I'm going to teach for a few minutes, and then we're all going to go home. Will you stand with me? Thank you, preachers, ministers of the gospel, deacons and deaconesses and pastors. Luke chapter 2, verse number 10. If you find it, please say amen. The Bible says, "And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring good tidings of great joy to you, which shall be to all people." Is that in the Bible? Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word. It is so real. We can see it in manifestation. Lord, I pray that you will give me the ability to break it down so that all of us can comprehend. For you said in your word, how can they hear without a preacher? And how can they preach except God send them? Behold, how beautiful are the feet of them that bring good tidings. And Lord, I thank you for the anointing. Bless your people in a very special way. In Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Our subject for discussion is titled, "Why in the world did God send Jesus to this planet Earth?" This has been a series of teachings. First, I share with you, the first Sunday we start discussing this, that God sent Jesus to the world that he might save his people. The Bible said, "The virgin shall conceive and bring forth a child, and that child shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sin." Am I in the book? Then the second Sunday, we pointed out that another reason why God sent Jesus to this world is that he might come to destroy the works of the devil. For the Bible says, "For this purpose, the Son of God has come, that he might destroy the works of the devil." Today, I'm taking it further. And I'm submitting to you and me that one reason God sent Jesus to this world is so that he might bring joy. Brother Pastor, how do you know that? I just read to you a text where the angels made an announcement to the shepherds. I love the testimony of the shepherds because the Bible said they were in the field watching their sheep, translation, minding their own business. And I took a pause there. I say, I got to remind somebody, mind your own business. We put our nose on people's business. Like today is the birthday for Alice Brown. You see? Yeah. I've been doing that. I keep up with what God is doing. The Bible says an announcement was made, just like I just announced Alice Brown's deaconess birthday. An announcement was made. Fear not. Behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy. Somebody shout joy.
Joy.
Say it like you want it in your life.
Joy.
Amen. Can I tell you a little secret about me? Now, a lot of pastors are gifted in various things. The anointing upon all these men and women of God is unique, believe it or not. The anointing God gave me is an anointing of joy. Everywhere I show up, I brighten the place. I am making a living on that one word. You see? Ladies and gentlemen, everybody in my house is named Joy. If there is a cat, he will be named Joy. If I see a cockroach, somebody shout joy. And the Bible said this joy is not just any kind of joy, it's great joy. Great joy. I remember I was in London and they were trying to decide, do you have what it takes? You know, that's basically it. It amazes me how this anointing of joy always opened up for me. Pastor Caulfield, if the truth be told, and I'm sure they're watching right now, KLB, I was not on the agenda. They had a Catholic bishop and a Jewish rabbi. Zion Hill is not in the picture. Joshua Dara is not in the picture. But one day they said, we will try you for 2 weeks and see if it works. 10 years later, I'm still there. What is the secret, ladies and gentlemen, is the anointing of joy. This is very important. I get passionate about some. It sounds so simple, but it's so profound. When I go to London, England, God is my witness. Now, when I preach, I don't just preach to my audience. Now, the world is watching. When I started to record, all the employees stopped what they're doing. What is it that is driving it? The anointing of joy. They say it comes natural for you. I pray in the name of Jesus that God will give you an anointing of joy. These things don't come from man. Only God can breathe life into a valley of dead bones. I want to talk to you. What is joy? See, ladies and gentlemen, joy is a state of inner peace. And you're listening to me. I'm trying to teach this session. Ladies and gentlemen, people confuse happiness with joy. My brothers and my sisters, happiness is an outside thing. But joy is internal. Ask your neighbor, do you have joy? Just because somebody is dressed up, just because somebody smells good, just because deodorant and cologne is flying all over the building, doesn't mean sister girl got joy. Happiness will last you for a while, but joy will last you eternal. If it's in you, ain't no devil. Tell your neighbor, I got joy. You know why I ask you to say that? Because we live in a generation that seek happiness and not joy. Are you listening to me today? I want you to pursue something far more important than tangible things. Joy of the Lord is your strength. Happiness depends only on what is happening. That's what we call happiness. Happening. Ah, God has a good sense of humor. He then brought somebody from the jungle who don't know English to be teaching America English. Ain't that something? He really have a sense of humor. Happiness is based on what is happening. People see something flashy and they get happy. A little baby, you dangle a little toy. But my brothers and my sisters, if you put your trust on happiness, you're going to become a victim of circumstance. Because what you're going to do when the toys are gone? Ladies and gentlemen, happiness comes from outside circumstance, but joy comes from within. Don't get me wrong, there's nothing wrong for you to have happiness. But happiness functions much better when it's rooted in joy. It's not a coincidence that the Bible didn't say, I bring you good tidings of great happiness. The worst thing that can happen to anybody is for you or me to lose our joy. I've been there. I share with my congregation this morning. I'm not going to do that with you all, because I'm going to get a little deep with you. But I share with them. That's my way of being transparent. I share with them times in my life when I've lost joy. I haven't shared with them as recent as a few weeks ago. So I am not talking to you about theories. I cannot take you where I've never been. One thing that makes this ministry unique, if I tell you about it, I'm walking in it. I know how to get my joy back. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I want to show you briefly how you can get your own joy back. And if you have joy, I want to show you how you can increase your joy. Are you still here this morning? Anybody here wants to increase their joy? Don't fool me now. Don't fool me now. Because I got a song to sing, I skip my song. the truth. That's the truth. I got it all. God is my witness. I came to rehearsal yesterday. I got a song. So for me to ignore my own program is because it becomes important to me that you have an understanding. Because I could have come and get my own groove song. Yes, indeed. Ask your neighbor, how do I increase my joy?
How do I increase my joy?
That's my assignment now. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23, I'm beginning to bring the answers now. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 23 says, you have joy. Make sure it's in your Bible. How do you have joy? He said, a man, a woman will have joy by what? The words of your mouth. See, I just don't want you to know about joy. Now we're digging now. The words of your mouth. You show me a man, a woman that have no joy. You look at what they're saying. You can increase your joy by simply talking better. What I'm trying to show you, brothers and sisters, I am making a living out of it. I am. God is my witness. My bills are paid out of the anointing of joy. So I know what I'm sharing with you. You can increase your joy by the words of your mouth. You know why this is so important? Many people are saved, but their salvation have not reached their mouth. I'm trying to help somebody today. One of the most miserable people are people who are so-called saved, born again, and you look at their life, it's full of misery because their salvation has not reached their mouth. So during the invitation today, many of you need to don't just bring your hips, bring your lips. That lip needs to be saved. Oh, you say, man. Today. Words are powerful. With your word, you are either being creative or being destructive. Am I right about it? You see, I asked my secretary, one of my security officers, to bring me a cup of water. He looked at me and said, why would you need a cup of water? Typically, they bring me a bottle of water. There's a reason for that, for security measure, but I won't tell you all the secret. So today I asked for a cup of water. And in this cup, ladies and gentlemen, this is my cup now. It's mine. Hallelujah. But you see, your mouth is like your cup. You have the choice as to what you put in it. Now, this cup right here, you all don't see what's in it, and thank the Lord you don't see what's in it. I could have put some Miller Lite in this cup. And you won't know a thing. Because I'll be preaching and taking a zip. Oh, yeah. I could have put some water. That's what's in it. Trust me on this one. Holy water. Ladies and gentlemen, my message to you is that you are accountable for the words of your mouth. Your mouth is like a cup. You are accountable. You are responsible for what you put in it. You can either bless or you can curse. Am I right about it? The Bible said, I didn't write it, the book of James, Pastor James, you see, James is a pastor, so when James is talking, I pay attention, you know, because pastor to pastor. James said in James chapter 1, verse 26, he said, if any man, any woman has a religion, but that person cannot bridle his tongue, he said that person's religion is no good. Make sure it's in your Bible. So you can be born again, speaking in tongue, and live in object poverty for the rest of your life because of what you're saying with your mouth. I know many people like that. That's why he say, even if you say you have a religion, but you're unable to bridle your tongue, say you ain't got nothing. Some religious people are the worst tongue waggers. Is there any such English? I don't know. Why do I say that? One time there was a study about why people don't come to church. Top 10 reasons. You know why? One of the top 10 reasons, I discussed it with deacons and deaconesses one time. And then also with my staff. I meet once a month with the church staff. And one of the reasons is that church people are judgmental.
Yes, sir.
They are church people now. They are saved now. They speak in tongues.
Yes, sir.
But they will criticize you. So people say, I ain't going. Ladies and gentlemen, God is not impressed. If you come to church and you sing good and you shout good, but you get out all week, you cuss out people. Well, I'm taking my time today. I'm trying to help somebody. Your mouth can make you or break you. How many of you here will admit that your mouth gets you in trouble sometimes? I just want to know, okay, well, praise the Lord. So we still have honest people, that's good. I'm raising my hand to let the folks on TV and radio know. Ooh, Jesus. That is why the Bible said, Pastor James, I like Pastor James. Pastor James was therefore saying to you and me, he said, the way you win in life, learn to be slow to speak. My brother-in-law came down here one time, and I was ministering here, and he was shocked. He said, the Joshua I know hardly say anything. He could not believe what he saw here. Because when I go there, I zip my mouth. Be quick to listen. By the way, that's in your Bible. Hallelujah. Ladies and gentlemen, what you say is what will prevail. What you say is what will remain. What you say, brothers and sisters, is what will domain in your life. Your mouth can build up and your mouth can tear down. Ladies, listen to me. You know I love you all. But the Bible says a broken tooth is better than a nagging woman. See, they just don't read this thing. There's a reason why God gave us two eyes, two ears, and just one mouth. Are you still here? You know what I'm trying to tell you? With your mouth, you can curse your children or you can bless your children. With your mouth, you can make your children succeed or you can make your children fail. With your mouth, you can get the blessing of the Lord. With your mouth, you can turn away the blessing of the Lord. So if you want joy, because the Bible says joy will come from the words of your mouth. So if you want joy, keep your tongue from evil. Let me try that again. See, I'm taking my time today. I'm trying to position everybody here for uncommon blessing. Brother Mark, you won't believe my story. I went to London. I was scheduled to preach 30 minutes. I told them, no, I only want to preach 2 minutes. I said, there's something wrong with this. I did not know that in United Kingdom, there is a law that says ministries cannot advertise on TV. I didn't write the law. So all the ministries on TBN, Europe, throughout the nations of Europe, 43 million households, they were paying for 30 minutes program, and they will preach for about 25 minutes and use the rest for advertisement of their ministry material. When their program gets to London, they have to cut off all those advertisements. So now they have plenty of space, and here come Conte. Then when they saw the gift of God, amen, what they've been filling that space with music, all of a sudden somebody showed up that I can bless nations in 2 minutes. So guess what they did? So what T.D. Jakes have paid for in full, what Joyce Meyer have paid for in full, what Casey Price, Oral Roberts, or John Hagee sending their program, paying for 30 minutes long, they cut off all the advertisement and they put me there for free. I am trying to tell you the blessing of the Lord will make you rich. And I know so. What I'm trying to teach you today, I'm trying to show you God can pay your bill. I could have come to you today and say, joy to the world, the Lord has come. Yeah, 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 yeah. And then you come broke, you went home broke. Now I'm showing you surgically how you will not just sing about it, you will live it. Somebody shout joy.
Joy.
How do I get joy? This is what you need to do. And you will see working today, not tomorrow. Today. Stay out of gossip. When somebody calls you to gossip, that's the enemy of your soul. I, Joshua Joy Dara Sr., who by permission of the Holy Ghost is privileged to pastor this church, I give you full permission to hang up the phone on them. If they ask you why you did it, blame it on me. Because they are trying to rob you of your joy. Joy is what will bring you strength. Strength is what you need for the journey. That's what will bring you power. The Bible said the joy of the Lord is my strength. And when you have strength for the journey, ain't no devil can stop you from getting to your destination. What did I say you need to stay away from? Yes. Number two, stay away from criticism. I'm making some millionaires now. Some of you will get it. Some of you will miss it. Because some people really enjoy living in poverty. You'll be surprised. Many of you in the house of God, you would rather stay up all night talking about other people, destroying marriages of other people, messing with other people's children, getting other people's business. And even though you're saved, you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you are messed up. And we can see it. Because God will never permit you to grow. What did I say you need to stay away from? Gossip. What did I say you need to stay away from? Yes, sir. Once they bring it to you, say, no, back to the sender. Because I'm pregnant with a miracle. I ain't got no time for that. Stay away from being judgmental. Are you all listening to me? And that Facebook. God, everything you see in the physical start out in the spirit. You all know that, don't you? So there's not such thing as this is the spiritual, this is the physical. Everything that you see in the natural first starts in the spirit. But God made this thing for positive things. But the devil, who comes with counterfeit, can cause you to use what God meant for blessing, to use it for negative things. Never post anything negative on your Facebook. Follow me as I follow Christ. Don't watch people just being blessed. You are a candidate for blessing. God is my witness. If any of my child put something negative on Facebook, there will be a war in that house. You know why? Because I know how to be blessed. Blessed, the Bible says, is that man, is that woman who walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly. Who doesn't sit among discomfort? Whose delight is in the law of God? You see, but we read it, we rather talk about Hebrew fashion, Greek fashion, American fashion. We don't get understanding of what good if I talk with the tongue of angels, but I ain't got no love. When I say I'll see you at the top, those are not just catchy phrases. That's why we have to walk out this prophetic declaration. Stay away from being rude to people. The Bible warns, be careful. You may be entertaining angels. Stay away from being negative. By the way, when I say stay away from being negative, oh, my time is up. Jesus. I don't mean that you pretend as if negative things don't happen.
Yes, sir.
It rains on the just and the unjust. Sometimes even Christians' car do broke down. So what I'm saying to you, brethren and sisters, is that even when you're in the midst of negative, you can talk about negative things in a positive way. The Bible said, Romans chapter 4, verse 17, call those things that be not. As do the what? Too many Christians major in negative things. Can I tell you how this church God bless? Can you all handle the truth? Because I know some of you can handle the truth. Because it's like sword pitching you. But truth sets people free. Christians are some of the most negative people. You watch the news. Guess what sells the most? That's right, Pastor. You are absolutely correct. It's nothing but junk. But many of you will watch it all day or night. Many people in the church don't even have a life until some mess starts. They can't wait. When they have no negative thing to talk about, they are depressed. They are looking for, okay, whose child got pregnant now? Whose marriage is getting busted now? Oh, what woman is moving out of the husband? What husband is going to jail? Oh, Rev, have you heard? Click. God is my witness. I hang up on people. Not that because I'm being mean, but I'm pregnant. I'm pregnant with a miracle. Pregnant woman, you see, many people, the reason, you'll be amazed how many people wants to marry, but they don't want to be a wife. And there are many people who are married, but they ain't married. They're a single woman with a husband. I told you y'all can handle the truth. The truth sets people free. Don't be a part of a mess. The Bible say, Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, be careful for nothing. That's right, preacher. But by prayer, supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be made known. Ha! Who am I speaking to today, this morning? Verse number 7 says, and the peace of God. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding. Verse number 8 says, Don't be a part of mess. Here's how you deal. He said, whatever are true, whatever are lovely, anything that is pure, anything of good report. Why will you look for negative in a person when God created that person in his image? Every child of God, even the whiner on the street, has some good in them. But if you can't see the good and all you see is the bad, you might want to check your own self. Stay away from gossip. Stay away from criticism. Stay away from being judgmental. Stay away from being mean. Let me say this and I shut up, because it's 3 minutes before 11. And when people trust you with their secret, don't turn to a broadcasting station.
Yes, sir.
This thing hinders the flow of the anointing of joy in your life. Say, I got it. Y'all still love me? Everybody stand. You see, in 11 o'clock, you know what I'm going to be teaching the young people? I'll be teaching them about people who hinders their joy by being narcissistic, self-centered. It's all about me, mine. And God wants to bless people, but then there is a blockage. I want us to pray that the anointing of joy will flow in our lives. Do you want it to flow in your life? I want us to pray for an increase. You know the Bible say, fill my cup, Lord. See, it's not fun to be drinking from an empty cup. There ain't no anointing. That's a shortage. You can't take vacation because you ain't got the resources. The other day, yesterday, one of my deacons took me into the hood. And I see houses after houses. Is it a burned down or boarded? I said, Brother Deacon, what is this? He said, these are your people. That was just yesterday. Of what good we have churches in every corner, but our people are living a defeated life. That's the man that took me around. That's, if you don't believe me. I said, stop! This is not the will of God for this community. The anointing of joy can flow in our lives. God don't make no junk. We permit the devil to mess up our own neighborhood. And it's time out for lack of understanding. That's what caused people to perish. Our schools will prosper in the name of Jesus. Our neighborhood will blossom. As long as I have breath in my soul, we will be provoking. We're not just going to sing about it. We're going to rightly defy the word of God. We're going to provoke the anointing and stir up the gift that every pastor, every church, every child of God will walk in divine anointing. That's the heart of God for us. To whom much is given, much is required. Lift your hands towards heaven. Father God, I thank you. Thank you for your word. The Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let that man, let that woman ask God. He gives generously. Father, we ask for your wisdom today. Wisdom to live. Wisdom to function as a child of God. Wisdom to raise our children. Wisdom to love our spouse. Wisdom to live together as a community. Lord God, we thank you for wisdom. Thank you for the blessing of the Lord that will make us rich and have no sorrow. Help our understanding today, oh God. We bind every demonic forces operating in our lives. Spirit of gossip, we bind you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of backbiting, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Spirit of criticism, we come against you in the name of Jesus. Too many people, because they have no life, they've opened door for the enemy to come in, and he comes to steal. He comes to kill. He comes to destroy. But Lord, we thank you. You're in our life to bring us abundance of joy. Great joy. We'll receive it by faith right now. Cleanse us. Wash us. Cleanse our mouth. Cleanse our body. Cleanse our soul. Help us not to curse our own destiny. Help us not to curse the seed of our womb. I thank you, O God, for the blessings.